USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military is expected to be reversed by the Biden administration. CBS News reports President Biden is expected to do so through an executive order as soon as Monday. The Pentagon will revert to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly. The U.S. marks 25 million coronavirus infections today. The CDC saying the variant from the U.K. could become the predominant strain in the U.S. by March. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS's Face the Nation that recent data from Britain likely suggests the new strain is deadlier.
So we need to assume now that what has been circulating dominantly in the UK does have a certain degree of increase in what we call virulence, namely the power of the virus to cause more damage, including death.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
The National Guard will be staying in Washington, D.C. for a little while longer, USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
Thousands of National Guard troops brought into the nation's capital to secure the inauguration will remain in Washington, D.C. until March. The Guard will continue to support local and federal law enforcement, initially reduced to 7,000 members, and then drawing down to 5,000 troops by mid-March. Congressman Andy Biggs says there's no justification to keep the Guard in D.C. that long. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News he hopes the troops are allowed to return home soon.
There's no justification for that. They don't want to get the Democrats don't want to get back to regular order on anything, including the nation's capital. And that is going to be a problem going forward. This is, some people have said, some commentators have suggested that this is an attempt to show power, governmental centralization of power, through the station of military all over the United States Capitol. It is unfortunate. It shouldn't happen. And I hope that they rethink that.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The FBI is investigating after a homemade bomb went off at a church in Southern California that is known to condemn same-sex relationships. The explosive was left at First Works Baptist Church in El Monte on Saturday morning.
Everything that I do is within these doors to my congregation. I preach it on YouTube, and if someone doesn't like what I'm preaching, they can just turn it off.
Pastor Bruce Mejia on NBC Los Angeles. No injuries reported. Georgia's governor says he's looking into measures to restore confidence in elections in his state.
After the scrutiny that Georgia's election system came under last year, many in the state have called for changes to the way that Georgia handles absentee ballots. Governor Brian Kemp told Fox News that he's for a proposal to require voter ID for those absentee voters.
We know there's a lot of frustration out there. I think it's incumbent on us as policymakers to listen to people's frustrations, but also at the end of the day, make sure that we have secure, accessible, and fair elections in the state and that people have confidence in that. I believe doing the photo ID requirement on absentee ballots by mail will help accomplish that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
11 gold miners have been rescued from a mine in China 14 days after an explosion, and they were trapped underground. 10 of the miners were able to get food and medical supplies down a shaft. One miner, incredibly weak and barely responsive, but most of the miners said to be in good condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.